Welcome to episode 317 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm Gerald. Well, I'm not Gerald. I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
That was an excellent start there to episode 317 there.
Now, Gerald is here, and I got excited about it, apparently.
Obviously. And now I know you're playing favorites now.
That's what I do.
It's what I do. It's be my last podcast.
Don't be upset. Gerald's on the brain. Producer Gerald on the brain this morning.
I guess. Fuck Dan. Fuck that guy.
I'll tell you what happened. Let me explain myself. I was thinking, do I usually say Gerald's name right here, or do we talk for a second and then I say it? Which came out, I'm Gerald Ba.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just want to say, okay, first of all, you forgot about me in the intro.
And I didn't forget.
Before this, we were having a conversation, and the person that I was forgot about in favor of, that would be producer Gerald, informed me, much to my dismay and hatefulness, that Val Kilmer is not a cool star.
Yeah, he called him not a celebrity, which is off base.
Way off base.
But he does like Dean Cain, which I can appreciate.
He gets a few points for that, but you can... I get Val Kilmer has some issues. I understand that. But to say he's not a celebrity, come on, man.
Right.
Come on.
Welcome to the show. We'll just pretend this last 15 seconds you've been listening to didn't even happen.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You listened to that twice.
We'll start here. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Are you allowed to say that?
Well, we might get sued, but...
Gerald's got a picture of himself pulled up, which I appreciate.
I know. I'd rather look at Val Kilmer, to be honest.
That's Gerald's chubby days, I feel like.
Yeah, way back in the day.
I don't know how old that is. Gerald's got a thinner face line now. A thin face.
Much thinner.
Thin face. He's lost a lot of weight.
I don't know what that is. Gotcha. But I like the little... He's got a picture of himself up next to...
A giant G.
A giant G, which I believe is the logo for where he used to work. And I especially appreciate the gangster peace sign that he's throwing.
Because it's a G like Gerald.
And well, not yeah, and nothing says gangster like a 40-year-old white guy.
At work. At work. Welcome. You know, sit down, put a candle, maybe light a candle. We got one of those wood wick candles.
Uh-huh.
It crackles like a real fire, only it doesn't. What it does is make a really annoying, like...
Yeah, I've heard that. There we go.
It's not like a real fireplace. But they sold me on a gimmick.
Yeah?
Smells good.
Where'd you get that from?
So I got it at the Yankee Candle Store.
Ah.
But I think it's like a... It's like a shell company. Like, it's not a Yankee Candle brand.
Ah, gotcha.
But I think it's them. Like, I think it's called, like, Woodwick, and it's got two W's on the top.
Woodwick.
Yeah, Woodwick. See if that's a thing. Woodwick Candle. That's going to pull up everyone with a Woodwick.
Isn't that an actor? Wasn't he on Gossip Girl?
Woodwick? Oh, no, Chad Woodwick?
That was Westwick.
Oh, okay.
Ed Westwick, that's who that was.
Yeah, Yankee Candle, Woodwick Candles. See, it's awesome. Like some sort of weird, like they don't want to claim it.
Hmm. Yeah. That's not
so that
thing.
You see that one, it's shaped like an hourglass kind of.
Ooh, you can save 10% on it, though.
It's got those fine lines.
Right now.
Yeah, it doesn't crackle like a fireplace. Or maybe I got one that's, maybe
well,
I got
it's
a
not
bad
a fireplace,
one.
It shouldn't crackle.
Well, that's what it says on the fucking lid, though.
Oh, that it's crackled
unacceptable,
like a fireplace?
Yeah.
Oh, that's false advertising.
Yeah, I thought about burning all of it and then bringing it back.
You should.
This didn't work. That's what I'm going to say.
It didn't do it once.
They're going to go, it did work. It's all gone. I'm going to go, it didn't sound like a fireplace. I'll take my money now, please.
I thought it might be at the bottom. I thought might be at the bottom, and it wasn't.
How unfair would it have been for me to burn it for an hour and then come back?
Right. I really didn't give the candle a chance to do right now, did I?
Right. I was on the candle's side. I'll take another, please. Vanilla.
Benefit. I gave it. Benefit of the doubt. I was really working with the benefit of the doubt.
Yep. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting like a raging fireplace. I just thought it wouldn't tick. Like, I found it to be annoying. That's what it should have said. Woodwick candles, now annoying.
Now annoying.
then I wouldn't have bought it.
And probably nobody would have. It's probably not the best tagline ever.
Ah, piece of shit.
That's probably not better.
Shout out to you, Yankee Candle, for getting me.
Of all the people to get bamboozled by, it was Yankee Candle.
They're bastards. I will say that it was, all things considered, because it doesn't say Yankee Candle on it, it was affordable in a shop like that. They got a new enemy, though. They got a new nemesis.
Yep.
Me versus Yankee Candle.
They run in a long con on you. You'll be back.
That's right. This is the last you've seen me, Yankee Candle. Oh, man.
That's funny.
Speaking of Yankee Candle, I played a little bit of everybody's golf.
You played a lot of everybody's golf.
I don't know what's going on with me, but I am back in that game. I am back. Like, I've been thinking about it when I'm not playing it.
Mm-hmm.
That game's good, and I'm sad that I fell off of it ever.
You've been playing it a lot with our pal Marsh 205.
Yeah, he's been playing it solo. I've been playing it solo. We've been playing it together.
Yeah.
He was off work and played it like all day.
Wow.
It's good. He purchased a DLC course that I already had. I'm thinking about buying another course. Just want to support it.
Yeah, you've been playing it a lot. Somehow you guys jumped back into it on, what, I want to say Monday, Tuesday?
I don't even remember what happened. I think I got on and wasn't feeling good, and I was like, I'm just going to play some golf. Because we had jumped into it like maybe the week before or the week before that, just briefly. Mm-hmm. I just got in, he jumped in, and just got bit by the bug.
It is a fun game.
You still have yours?
Yeah, I think so, somewhere.
Yeah. If you don't have everybody's golf, it's just Hot Shots Golf with the proper name.
Right.
And you can, it's $20 now to download it.
Yeah, if I don't have it, I probably, if I can't find it or I don't have it, I probably won't end up getting it because I got too much other stuff.
I think I asked you, and I think you said you let someone borrow it. Because I think I asked you like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I might have let Derek borrow it. That might be right. I think you might be right. I'll have to ask him tomorrow. I have to ask him tomorrow and see. If not, we'll figure it out. Is that all you played?
That game's fun. Played a lot of that. Played some Rocket League. Played a little more Subnautica.
I played a little bit of Rocket League, but then I took a break from Rocket League because it was a big week. Apex Legends came out. I wanted to try it. It sounded cool. I downloaded it for both systems. I only played it on the PS4, and then I played the tutorial on the Xbox, because I have a friend that will really, I know you guys won't be into it on the PlayStation, but he's big into it on the Xbox, so I thought I could play with him if I ever get back into it. But interesting take on the Battle Royale genre. It brings some new things to the forefront that are really cool. Your jump master. The whole basis of it is that you play as squads instead of just individually, and mm-hmm. It completely changes the game. It works much better for me because I'm not super good at Twitch shooters, and in Battle Royale I die easy because I'm just not quick enough or fast enough, or I guess you would say, I don't have enough dexterity, whatever. I'm too old now, so I don't do well on Twitch shooters. So I play just a single-player battle royale. I just get annihilated immediately, and that's no fun, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, we'll talk a little more about Apex Legends as we go along here, but I think there's some people that definitely will play. Like, I think Howard will play that thing with you.
Yeah.
On PS4, he's into the battle royale. Producer Gerald says he tried to play, but it wouldn't let him. I don't know what that means. Yeah, it was like, no, you won't. Yeah, you won't be like, playing me today.
No, I heard shit about Val Kilmer. So
sorry, Val Kilmer fans only. Look at him. That man hasn't aged a day.
He doesn't look a whole lot different, honestly.
Look at that tie-dye phone cover.
I mean, he has aged, but not, like, I guess horribly.
Yeah. Remember Fat Val Kilmer?
I do remember Fat Val Kilmer. He's not really Fat Val Kilmer anymore because he's gearing up for Top Gun 2.
Right.
You'll be the Iceman.
So, that not the only game that you played.
Not the only game I played.
Not even the game you played the most.
Not even the game I played the most. That's true. On Thursday, Ubisoft unveiled the private beta. If you pre-ordered the Division 2, it went live at 1 Pacific Standard Time on Thursday. That's 1 a.m., I should know. And I have pre-ordered it. So I made a special point to you could preload it. So I preloaded it, and then I went to bed early. And for those of you that don't know, 1 Pacific Standard Time is 4 Eastern Standard Time where I live. So I set my alarm for 3:55.
I don't know if I'm impressed or bummed out.
And I woke up and I played the Division beta, the Division 2 beta for 3 hours before I had to get ready for work. And then I came home and I played. Basically, since Thursday morning, all my free time has been spent playing the Division 2 beta. And I am happy to say that, and I said this to Ryan, remember when you were a child, or say 14, 15, 16, and remember the passion you held for something new that was about to come out? And you just couldn't wait. You were super excited. I have that for the Division 2 now, after playing that beta.
It's been a while since I've had it, and I don't know that I'll have it again until Dreams will get me like that. Whenever Dreams gets close and I start thinking about all the things I'm going to make, whether I can or can't.
Yeah,
I'll get that way, but it's been a while since I felt that way. I'm in a weird spot right now, where everybody is super jazzed up about something except for me.
Yeah, who else is jazzed for what?
Everything. I keep hearing people talk about Anthem, about the Division, about Kingdom Hearts, about Resident Evil 2. I'm like, I'm sure they're all fine games, but yeah, none of those do anything for me.
Yeah, I've probably spent 16 hours in Division 2 now.
Yeah.
In the private beta. And there's been talk of some problems, some glitches, people having problems with things, different bugs. I haven't had any of those. I mean, I've run into a few glitches where you kill somebody and they like hang in the air or something like that. But I have not had any game-killing bugs. If you're playing it, or are planning on playing it here in the next 2 days, they do tell you that you should only play it for 3 hours consecutively, and then you should turn it off and restart the game. Completely turn the game completely off and completely restart it, not just rest mode or anything like that. But what I like about it is it feels like a very pure sequel. And obviously, I'm still fairly early in it, but it gives you a pretty good idea of what's going to be going on. But when I say a pure sequel, it's the Division you know and love with some minor tweaks and minor upgrades. It's not a completely different game. And I think a lot of times when someone comes out with a sequel, it is very, very different. Like, there's completely new game mechanics that you can do. And this doesn't really do that. I've heard some people actually complaining that, it feels like it's just DLC. It doesn't feel like it's just DLC. It feels like there's some... It's the game that you loved that has had some minor upgrades, nothing major, and it's just an extension of the lore. It's a very pure sequel to me is how it feels. I could step right in and boom. I mean, I didn't have to play anything. I stepped right in. I had no tutorial. I stepped right in, and I had no problem getting into it because I played the first Division. So if... There's a lot more to do. They've obviously added some new things. But none of that is mechanic-based. It's more things-to-do based. It doesn't really change the mechanics of how you play it all. Which is why I say it feels like a pure sequel. So if you're interested in it, if you were interested in the first one at all, I would say I'm all in on this game. I mean, I'm super excited for this game. I'm skipping Anthem, and you guys know how much I love BioWare, but I'm skipping Anthem because there's no sense in me getting an open-world, endgame-style MMO game a month before, I'm really jumping into the one I want to play. So there's no sense in that. So I am skipping Anthem. I'm skipping. I probably won't be getting another game until the Division 2. And I am super, super pumped. I'm probably taking the day off, as a matter of fact. I have one vacation day left.
Yeah, why not burn it on the Division 2? I get it.
And that's now probably what I'm going to use it for.
Now, Gerald has decided that the Division 2 and Overkill's The Walking Dead are the same game.
That's wrong.
That image is very similar.
That's wrong. There are no zombies in the Division.
What about zombies?
Since there are no zombies either.
Okay. Because I know they like their zombies.
They do like their zombies. Or their zombies.
Oh, yeah. Zombies. Those sound like more fun.
Who they're developing for.
What's up, guys? The zombies are here.
Zombies.
Zombies sounds like a zombie game that's set in, like, Louisiana.
Zombies.
That's right. Or also, like, a shitty horror movie. Welcome to the Zombies.
Zombie University.
Oh, you're making it a university. I was making it like a bayou.
Well, in Louisiana, you were making it a bayou, yeah.
You've turned it into an accredited college.
Yes.
Accredited. Nobody would go to Zombie
Educational
U.
Establishment.
Nobody would go to Zombie U.
Well, no, that's what happens when Zombie U is what happens when the campus gets overrun by zombies.
Oh, so they're just going to state.
Yes.
And
yes,
then once they get there, right, just state. There's yes. no like, yeah. Yes. So they're at state, and then shit goes wrong.
Yes, and it's like, and then they call, and the name of the movie, as directed by Uwe Boll, would be would be Zombie U.
Exclusive for this for the Nintendo Wii U. Oh, look, Zombie University is a thing.
Zombie, oh, it is.
Sites under construction.
Not Zombie U though. I own that.
Email it to myself. It's mine. Can't have it. So you played a ton of that. Now, does anything that you do in the beta, does that move over at all?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
It just gives you bits and pieces of everything to do. It gets you into endgame stuff. You get to do some Dark Zone stuff. You get to try out some of the specializations. And you get to try out the different types of missions there are to do. There are they've added a bunch of new kinds of side missions. One thing I did like is that loot comes a lot more fast and furious.
What if they just cranked up that rate for the beta to get you jazzed up?
Well, then I'll...
That'd be a dick move, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty smart, though.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Because I'm jazzed
I was,
up.
Yeah, when I was I thinking know. About it, I was like, that would be a great idea.
You bought a fucking fireplace candle, so shut your mouth.
Just handle how you fuck those Yankee Candle Company. Never
Looks
again.
Like we both got bamboozled this week.
Right. Tommy Clancy got you, and the Yankee Candle Company got me.
They're in cahoots.
Yeah. Somehow a visual of me fighting a candle sounds more amusing than you fighting Tom Clancy, who might be dead.
Yeah, he's not alive anymore. No, he's not.
Right. You're fighting right. You're fighting a zombie. How crazy is that?
Zombie you. See?
Yeah, you're fighting a zombie Tom Clancy, and I'm fighting a woodwick candle. I'll just walk up, smash it, and cut my foot.
I don't think either of those would be fun to watch, honestly.
I disagree. Remember the celebrity death match?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. That needs to come back.
Miss those hard. Can I get an image for celebrity death match? But I can't.
Except for we're not celebrities.
No, but remember how good those were?
Oh, those were great.
Look at that.
Those claymation people.
Oh, my God. They're so good. They're so ridiculous. Look at Dolly.
Yeah, Dolly Parton. Who's that? Brooke Shields?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. They're so good. Golly.
Yeah, I used to watch those. They were so ridiculous.
They were over the top ridiculous. I miss that. Yeah, I would like to see a stop motion claymation, me fighting a candle and you fighting.
Get on that. Do we know producer Gerald? Make that happen.
All right, so in December 5th, 2018, Hollywood Reporter?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Hollywood Reporter says that there's a reboot in the works at MTV Studios, so thank God.
Yeah, that was 4 years ago. You know that, right?
This is 2018.
Oh, I thought you said 15.
I might have, but it says 2018.
Oh. Oh, yeah, December 2018. Oh, yeah.
Is that Ice Cube? Why is Ice Cube on there?
Because I think he's executive producing it.
Oh, he's got some money he needed to burn through? All
dude
that
was, dude was smart, man.
All that big three.
Ice Cube was smart.
You ever get him and Ice-T confused? I do.
I do not.
Yeah. Huh. Streaming on the cable and broadcast networks. Be shopped to cable and streaming broadcast networks.
Ice-T is the only one who's ever been on Law and Order. So.
And Ice Cube got ate by the snake.
Yes.
Okay.
By the anaconda.
Hey, you caught an anaconda, called a snake.
By the anaconda.
Was this a big snake jacking, folks? A lot of good bring up so far in this episode, I'll just tell you.
Ooh. After he was hanging out with the J-Lo.
Who wouldn't? Now you got to hang out with A-Rod if you want to hang out with J-Lo.
That's what I hear. I'm not an A-Rod guy.
Oh, look, it's Ice-T's head with Ice Cube's top. It's like in a cup. That's real good. If the show had images, like if we had a like art for each episode, that would definitely, we would steal that. That's good. That's the problem I have right there all the time. Can't remember who's who. Look, I'm not the only one. Here's a bunch of people who are like, I don't know.
Oh, and I believe it.
Yeah. All right. Did you play anything else?
They are in a movie together. When
yeah,
was
I know.
That?
From like, it looked like 1965.
Was that, that was Trespass, I bet. Trespass. He just had it up. What do you have up?
Trespass. Was,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Did you play anything else?
Some Rocket League, I think, but I think I said that. Yeah, no, that's it. Like I said, since Thursday, it's been all the Division 2 all the time for the beta.
When's that beta end?
I believe it ends tomorrow.
That's a Monday.
Yes.
For those that don't understand how the time works for us.
Right. We are in a...
Man, did you get that collector's edition?
No. By the time I decided I was going to pre-order it, I didn't get any of the collector's editions.
The Dark Zone is just the regular one. Now, what's that other one? Which Shield.
One? I like... That one's okay, but I like the other one.
I don't know if I can...
Yeah. I like the Dark Zone.
I don't know if I can trust any of these because they all say Peggy 18 at the bottom, so I'm not sure.
Exactly. I don't know if they did anything. Well, the other one you could get on Ubisoft.
Okay.
That one is actually a Ubisoft exclusive.
That'll be the one worth more.
Well, yeah, probably. But I like the other one better. And I didn't want to spend $200. I think $130 was enough.
Small price to pay for happiness.
I'm happy with the game. I don't need the figure. I'm kind of past that on some stuff.
If you're past it with some stuff, Division's one of your favorite games. If you're past it with it, you might just be past it.
No. I didn't want to put in the work to now get it.
If you could have walked in and just got it, like if you could go pick the game up and it was there, you probably would get it.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, okay. Without a doubt. Yeah, but I didn't want to.
It's too hard.
Because to be fair, when I went to pre-order it, I said that was the one I wanted.
You can still pre-order it.
Yeah, but...
$189.99.
Yeah, which really isn't bad.
It's crazy because I remember when collector's editions were $80 and we're like, golly!
Yeah, I know.
Better come with somebody to put the game in my console every time I play it. Ha ha ha.
Yeah. I got a bunch... And that was much more affordable for the collector's editions, I feel, when they were like $100, $129.
Yeah, but
I was okay with that.
You used to get a lot of bullshit, too. Like, they've gotten better.
They have gotten better. But, I don't know. I mean, I paid, like, when I bought DC Universe Online, the Batman Arkham games, they were like $100 and it came with a figure.
Yeah. The great bring up on another show I was listening to, to make collector's editions affordable and for them to make sense, they've got to make them... universal, so you just go buy the collector's edition, and inside of there is a website you go to, and you select the platform you want to download it for.
Yes.
Because they're having to make special packaging for each one of these, so many of each one of these.
Yep.
And then the retailers have to have space for all the different ones. It's just, they've got to start thinking of smarter ways to do these if they're going to do them.
I agree with that completely.
Thought it was a good bring up. Didn't want to take credit for it, though. Let's jump into the news.
Yeah, we've gone long. We've gone long. We've talked about had some really odd bring ups today. Some good ones, but some odd ones.
The first story, also a good one, but an odd one.
Yeah, this is a weirdo. This is weird.
Microsoft plans to expand Xbox Live to other platforms, including the Nintendo Switch and mobile. The company says bringing the network to more consoles will enable gamers to develop to will enable game developers to connect with players between iOS, Android, and Switch, in addition to Xbox, and any game in the Microsoft Store on Windows PC. The move was teased in the description for an upcoming session at GDC, where the plans will presumably be revealed in more detail. The session is titled Xbox Live, Growing and Engaging Your Gaming Community Across iOS, Android, Switch, Xbox One, and PC, presented by Microsoft. That's a really long name.
A really long title, yeah.
Look at this ridiculous.
I know.
Surface Switch here. This is neat, but confusing.
It's confusing, but I think it's a really interesting and positive thing for Microsoft if they can make it work.
So it's very smart from Microsoft. Here's what I think, though. I don't think it's going to replace Nintendo Switch Online. I think it will allow you in any games that are also on Microsoft to connect to Xbox Live and also earn achievements there.
Yes. I also wonder if it's not going to work more along the lines of like the Microsoft app or Smart Glass as opposed to being a fully formed app for a, you know, actually like be a part of the ecosystem of these other.
Yeah, I think it'll probably be app based. I think they've talked a little bit about, I don't know, they're not ready to talk about it, but I think there's been some chatter about the app based thing. I just wonder, it's so this is neat. And I think having Xbox Live, you know, earning achievements everywhere is cool. Like earning them on my iPhone is neat, all that. I don't really care about achievements, but it's neat. But the relationship between Nintendo and Microsoft is what's got me excited.
Yes. What could this mean for the future if they get together to do things?
How fucking bananas is it going to be if Mario ends up on an Xbox? I mean, it's going to be chaos.
We talked about that before, actually.
It's going to be crazy. And I'm telling you, Microsoft just keeps doing things that are very, very sneaky for next generation.
Yes, they're doing smart, under-the-radar things that could actually pay off huge dividends if those relationships continue into the future.
I'll tell you what, Microsoft's either about to blow up this next generation or totally fucking blow up. They have positioned themselves to make big moves. I know arrogant Sony at the top of the mountain there is just chugging along.
Yep.
Don't need to do anything, so we won't.
Well, like we've said it before, when you're winning the generation the way they are, you don't have to do much.
Yeah, but it's hard to hear you from all the way down there.
Yes.
Microsoft.
Right. I can't hear your complaints.
Yeah, look up at me. Also, I want to give a quick shout out to Microsoft for not only the adaptive controller, but the Super Bowl commercial.
Yes. Very good.
It was very good. That controller is absolutely amazing. And also, a nice olive branch would be Sony or Nintendo saying, like, hey, that controller works for us, too.
Yes.
Fuck all the politics and the lines. Like, let's make sure everybody can play.
Yep. I agree with you 100%. Yeah, that's really, really neat. It was really good.
Yeah, so that commercial built on the ones that you had seen all year. It was kind of a longer version, and it was super awesome, I thought.
As opposed to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, got me in the feels way more than the game did.
Oof.
I'm not an emotional person, but something about that commercial got me a little bit.
Yeah, the commercial was very... It was designed to tug at your heartstrings, and it does. And
yeah, we talked about it, but I was like, hey, this is...
Yeah.
Like, the idea that you want to play video games and couldn't hurts me a little bit.
Yeah, well, we've talked about that in the past a number of times, of how more gamers is always a good thing. Yeah. And when you see these companies, in this case Microsoft, actually going out of their way to ensure that people who normally couldn't play are able to, that is a very, very strong message, and it does tug at your heartstrings.
I think those things are awesome, and I would like to have one just to have one, you know, as a collector's item, but I won't buy one because I'm terrified I'd buy one that someone needed.
Right. No, yeah.
Like, I don't know if they're hard to find, so I'm like, I just will stay totally away until they're everywhere.
Right. I get that.
Yeah, I don't want to accidentally like take one away from someone who needs one. So I'm just gonna wait till like down the road. When I know that they're everywhere,
Everywhere and plenty of people. If you want one, you can get one. I'm taking one away from someone.
Yeah, then I'll get one and have it. So yeah, I think that's very cool. So I meant to say something last week and forgot. So yeah, Xbox Live may be coming everywhere in some capacity, and kudos to Microsoft. I will take away 3 points for the name of that panel, though. Xbox Live, growing and engaging your gaming community across iOS, Android, Switch, Xbox One, and PC, presented by Microsoft.
Yeah, that's a long title.
It says Xbox, not Xbox One. I added the one because it wasn't quite long enough. Yeah, that's long. That is for sure long. We'll find out at GDC.
It'll be cool.
Guess they accidentally left PlayStation out of that.
Yeah. Oh, oops.
Whoops. Right.
Whoops.
What about the slightly mad box? They left that out too, huh?
Sorry.
Not going to work with the Ouya, huh? Too good for it? Microsoft also had a live stream with a lot of content in it.
A lot of stuff.
A couple notable things here. You want to run through some of those?
Whew. I guess.
We don't have to go too crazy.
The Halo Outpost Discovery is a thing. Mm-hmm. We obviously don't know when Halo Infinite is coming out, but Microsoft has decided, well, Microsoft and 343, they're going to be hosting a traveling event with in-universe activities, panels, and more. It's going to visit 5 cities in the United States, and in it, you'll be able to explore a Halo ring, visit a Warthog, play VR simulations and laser tag, attend panels with creators, and get cosplay tips. And, of course, you'll be able to play Halo. So I guess you can check and see if that's coming to your area. If you're into that thing, and not really my thing, I don't know. Where do you stand on the Outpost Discovery?
Can we see if you can find the cities for that Halo Outpost Discovery?
Halo Outpost Discovery.
I'm super confused by the laser tag simulation.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Is that like multiplayer?
Are you guys just playing Rec Room?
Is that what it's supposed to be? Simulated multiplayer?
In VR? That PSVR is on?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, if this is Nashville, I'll probably go.
Fair enough.
I want those hot cosplay tips. That's what I'm there. I'm here for the cosplay.
You are definitely a cosplay guy. Yeah. Yep, I've seen it. Coming to Game Pass in February was also something that was announced by Microsoft. It's a tiny little month, smallest month of the year, but it's got a big lineup. Include Shadow of the Tomb Raider, The Walking Dead Season 1, and Batman Return to Arkham. The real headliner this month, of course, is going to be Crackdown 3, which is coming day and date, which I believe is the 15th, less than a week. If you're a Game Pass guy or you want any of these games, Game Pass is a thing for you. It's only $10 a month. It's really a great deal. You can check out the full calendar for when each game drops on the service, because they can't just put them out on the first.
Right.
Because that would be dumb, right?
Well, they got to give you something to stay excited about.
So we'll sprinkle them through.
Yeah.
So that's
you
got
to buy tickets to this thing? You can't just go to the Outpost?
No, you got to buy tickets.
Orlando, Philadelphia, Chicago, Houston, and Anthem.
Anaheim.
I had a stroke. Yeah, you got me. Damn, they're not even coming close.
No.
Chicago.
Actually, Philly. I could go to Philly.
Yeah, but would you for Halo?
Nope. I just said I could.
I wouldn't go more than 45 minutes from home for that thing.
Microsoft also announced that they're going to be selling, surprise, surprise, Division 2 and Anthem bundles.
Bundles? No way.
What? Nothing particularly special about these other than they're just bundling the game in with it. I do believe you get I believe it gives you 1 month's trials of EA Access, Game Pass, and Xbox Live Gold.
Mm-hmm. It's the 1S, 1 terabyte model.
Yes. And some other... So if you're into the bundles, I mean, bundles, no way. Who knew, right? Did we really think this wasn't going to be a thing? Because they do it for every big game. So if you're into one of those games and need an Xbox of some sort, play it on. There you go.
Microsoft does love a bundle.
They love their bundles, even more so than Sony. And Sony, like, is pretty fond of a bundle, too.
It's like, this one's bundled with a hairy razor. It's like, I don't know. Right. It's got Lipton iced tea with it. They love a bundle.
Right. You get your Xbox and a quart of Nesquik.
Nesquik. Ovaltine, please.
Nesquik.
Nobody drinks Ovaltine.
Nobody drinks
Ovaltine. Shout out to Ovaltine for not giving up.
Because, Nesquik was the shit.
More Ovaltine, please.
It didn't even taste great, but it...
It still doesn't, but people still buy it.
If you were going one way or the other, you were going Nesquik. Maybe what do you land on Rabbit. Who knows?
It was Quick. That's his name, right?
Quick.
Where do you land on Yoohoo?
Ooh, I'm not... No, I'm not a Yoohoo guy, and here's why. Because Yoohoo tastes just enough like chocolate milk, but not enough like chocolate milk. And you're like, ooh, chocolate milk. And then you're like, that's not what I wanted.
Yoohoo is to chocolate milk as Sunny D is to orange juice.
Yes. No. I disagree.
Because I think they're both good, but they're not the thing that you think they are.
See, I don't think Yoohoo is good.
Oh, see, I like Yoohoos, but they're not chocolate milk.
Yoohoo always has a very chalky taste to me.
And I'll tell you, like that. Where I'm most uncomfortable with Yoohoo is in a can.
Nobody needs that. How about them? Don't they have the 8-pack boxes? Yep, yeah. There they are, the 8-pack boxes.
Yeah, they're made out of old trees and newspapers.
Yeah, that's going to help the chalk flavor, Yoohoo.
That's strawberry. That doesn't taste like chalk. That tastes like chemicals.
That tastes like strawberry milk.
There's the can. Which, that's so gross, a fucking can of chocolate milk. That's gross to even say.
Yeah, no, that's not for me. But yeah, Yoohoo is... I've had Yoohoo, and it's not something I go to. I'm not a Yoohoo guy.
More Ovaltine. Ovaltine is your grandfather's chocolate milk.
Yes. No, chocolate milk can only be made with a syrup, not a powder. I don't care who you are.
I'll tell you what I've really grown accustomed to is the pre-mixed chocolate milk. I like the Fairlife chocolate milk. You just get it ready to drink, and it's fantastic.
Oh, but you just buy it and give it a little shake and drink it?
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that Fairlife is good milk.
You know, up here, you can buy it in a gallon. You can buy
right
chocolate
there.
Milk in a gallon.
Yeah, see that right there? It's worth the money.
Yep.
It's triple filtered. They take out the lactose, so you don't have to shit your pants if you have that problem.
Oh, that's part of the fun.
I like a roll of the dice every time I have a cup of milk.
Right. It's like an adventure every day.
It's super good, though. I think it's like hippie milk, but I really like it.
Hippie milk? Like milk from hippies? What?
No, it's for like people that love organic and, you know, all that stuff.
I thought maybe it was milk from hippies.
Yeah, they don't.
That's how
they
you
don't,
made it sound.
They don't take the milk from the teats of hippies. That'd be gross, though. They make milk out of everything now, though. You get like pea milk and almond milk and macadamia milk.
They make milk out of shit that doesn't make milk.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen anybody milk a pea, but I've seen pea milk.
That's not natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right.
Cockroach milk. That's just a cockroach beside a glass of milk.
which is nobody
gross.
Needs.
Sea of Thieves is the next one.
Yes. Yeah. Did you want to take it?
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Rare is making it a little easier to fill your boat full of homies. Sea of Thieves is going to allow you to gift 3 copies of the game if you've purchased it or if you have it on Game Pass. And it's going to let people play it until February 13th, so it's pretty much about a week at this point. After that, they can purchase it for a 35% discount. Keep in mind, they will need a gold membership to keep playing it. I think probably the end game here is not to get people to purchase it, but to get people to purchase Game Pass.
Yes, I would imagine so.
Probably the end game with that.
And now you want to talk about this awesome new controller that you love?
I will. It looks good. Now, they called it sporty. I'm going to disqualify that word. It's just a controller, but it looks nice. They've got a new controller coming out. It's called Sport Red Special Edition. It's got a nifty paint job, rubber grips along the back, and it's $70. Going to release March 5th. It has a matching pro charging stand, which will be available in North America. And that controller looks really nice to me. It's all red on red on red.
It does look very sleek.
But sporty, I could do with that. It looks like a death machine controller. Like, I'm about to get it done. It's powerful.
Looks mean.
It's a power controller.
Looks like the devil's controller.
Doesn't look like sporty spice at all.
No. Also, I should note, not my favorite spice girl.
No, we had this talk before we were recording today, but I'm a posh spice kind of person, and Dan is a ginger spice.
I'm a ginger spice. Call me.
Probably doesn't listen, but maybe.
No, probably I'm probably not, but hey, you know what? You got to throw it out
you
there.
You miss all the shots you don't take.
Right.
That's exactly. What I've always said. Well, people love to say that, don't they? Assholes. That's who says that to you. Anyone who says that to you is being a real asshole.
Yeah, they're just being a dickhead at that point.
It's always something where you're like, I'm not going to waste my time. They're like, you miss all the shots you don't take, and you have to punch them right in the throat.
Right. Took that shot, didn't I, yeah. Bitch?
I don't need.
See, there's Ginger.
Yeah, she's
powerful. Jerry Halliwell.
Jerry.
I even know her real name.
Mm-hmm. So Microsoft Game Studios, after it's going through this real identity crisis, because I feel like the name has changed 12 times, but it will now be known as Xbox Game Studios.
Yes.
For whatever that's worth. That was kind of the end of the Xbox live stream event. So a lot of goodies out of there that usually you don't see in one of those little things. So
it's true.
You know, shout out to
good
that.
Good stuff.
Now, one of those, go back to the images you just had up, Gerald. Elizabeth Hurley, I'm pretty sure, is on that, not Ginger.
I thought I saw her, too.
She'll catch an eye. Halfway down? She'll catch an eye. Just search for Elizabeth Hurley. I love her.
No, go back to the Jerry Halliwell.
Maybe I didn't.
No. Because I thought you were looking at that picture right there. That's that second picture
in. That second picture. No.
No. Second picture in.
Yeah, beside that. No, up top, right there. Let's get that one. Now, from a distance, now let's get Elizabeth Hurley pulled up. If you're walking in the wind from 100 feet away, that's the same person.
By the way, listeners, none of you can see this.
Yeah, it's too bad. It's real unfortunate. I love Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, I like her.
She seems fun.
She works.
She's always like joking around and stuff.
She is. She always... It's like, ooh.
She's like 52 or something?
Yeah, she's...
So Apex, you talked about Apex Legends, also terrible name for a game.
I did.
It's like they clicked game name generator. It popped
out.
It's
not a great name, but...
But it's a...
I think it does have to do with the Titans universe, and it is essentially a game that takes place in the Titanfall universe.
Right, so it's a... The news this week has been dominated by Apex Legends because they kind of stealth released it. They did a quick show to some influencers and to some media the week before, and then they kind of just stealth released it on everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's Respawn. Like Dan said, it does take place in the Titanfall universe, even though there doesn't seem to be any real characters from Titanfall in it.
And there's no Titans.
Right. But it's stealth launched, and people seem to like it.
It's a well-done game.
So
it
they
really
paid
is.
They paid some high-level influencers to pay it. You know, that is what it is, but that's the world we live in. But it seems that it's working because in a very short time, they've announced that they now have 10 million players, and they have hit the 1 million concurrent player mark.
Yes.
Now, that's pretty impressive.
Considering it's been a week.
But time will tell.
Can
they do that
week.
In 6 months from now? Because that's where it gets complicated.
Yeah, but they're going to have to continue to add new things to the game. They can't just keep going with it. They're going to have to add new maps and such.
Yeah.
But it definitely does things a little different.
For a quick comparison, and you know, Fortnite is what it is. It's a giant, but that's who you're chasing. They have 200 million players and a record concurrent of 8.3 million. So... Everyone's still chasing Fortnite. What is critical mass for these games? How many can we have? This takes 60. Is that right? 60 players?
This takes 60. Yes. 20 groups of three.
Okay. 60 here, 100 for PUBG, 100 for Fortnite. Blackout is I think Blackout's short of 100, but, somewhere in that mark. And then we still have the other super weird thing is this is obviously EA, and they have the Battlefield, the snow job or whatever that's called. That's not even the name of that. That's old G.I. Joe.
It is. And he's an awesome G.I. Joe.
Yeah, voiced by Ron Paulson.
Yes, he skis.
I know too much about snow job. Not even a G.I. Joe fan. Anyways, they have whatever it's called coming out. So it's weird to put this out right in front of that Battlefield thing that's still coming out. Call of Duty Black Ops, Blackout. Where is it? Keep going. Planet Side. Battlefield. Firestorm. I was really close.
Snowjob. Yes, you were.
Firestorm and Snowjob are pretty much the exact same thing.
Uh-huh.
They both sound like old G.I. Joes.
I think Firestorm is a old G.I. Joe.
An old Joe?
Who was your favorite G.I. Joe?
I didn't like G.I. Joe.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. But I did have a couple growing up. Trying to think which one was my favorite. I had like three or four that I had like maybe friends had left over, or I just had thought they looked cool when I had them, but I'm not even enough to remember. I was always, dude, I got way deep into Ninja Turtles, and that was all I cared about.
Oh, you were all you were a Ninja Turtle guy.
Yeah, I was a Ninja Turtle kid. So, Firestorm. I just wonder how many of these games can be supported because they all rely on having an audience.
Right.
It's not like they can just make a nice experience, put it out, and whatever happens, happens.
So. Especially when that's the same publishing companies. I mean, what they're really putting
EA
themselves
just,
in
this. EA just keeps screwing up.
Yep.
It's like the left hand doesn't talk to the right, or the right doesn't talk to the left, depending on which dominant you are. Well, I want to include everybody. We're all inclusive around here.
You're not wrong.
2K's mysterious unannounced game might finally get revealed soon. This is a weird story because it's not really a story. It's a story about a non-story.
It doesn't even say anything. Yeah.
For a long time now, Take-Two has teased an upcoming game from 2K's biggest and most beloved franchises. And it seems like soon we're going to find out as part of the earnings report. Take-Two reaffirmed this unannounced game remains on track to release in the company's fiscal year of 2020. More interestingly, Take-Two says they'll have more to share on the game in the coming months.
I don't know. The assumption is that it's either Borderlands 3 or another Bioshock game.
Yeah. What if it's a Biolands?
Biolands? Interesting.
Cross games.
What if it's Border Shock?
Ooh, Border Shock. That sounds like a snowboarding game. I'm down. Welcome to Border Shock, bro.
That doesn't sound like a snowboarding game.
That's how it starts. Like, welcome to Border Shock, bro. Grab a board. Meet me at the bottom.
Actually, that would fit right in with the Borderlands.
Yeah. I don't know.
Border Shock.
Beloved. Neither one of those are beloved for me, so.
Borderlands was fun. Bioshock was fun.
People love Bioshock. Not for me, though.
I don't know about beloved in my case, but I do know that people do love those games, so. It's not a bad thing.
We were talking about how bad EA's messing up. Well, they've got a solution. They've got a fix. They've got a hot fix on its way. They also had a disappointing fiscal quarter, October through December 2018, expressing disappointment at its performance, specifically that of Battlefield 5.
Mm-hmm.
In order to
combat that,
in order to ease all the investors out there, they revealed that they have some new games in the works. Those being Plants vs. Zombies and Need for Speed.
Way to have the saving the company. Right. Saving the company right there, EA.
Like, hey guys, we're fucked. We got to get something out for the shareholders. What do you think? I mean, like, what can we offer? And like, we could make like another one of them Plants vs. Zombies. And they're like, that'll work. Anybody else got ideas like Dave? And somebody's like, what about Need for Speed? We shit those out sometimes. And they're like, done.
I mean, they do have Anthem coming out. That's meeting adjourned to kill.
Anthem has an uphill climb. Like, I feel confident saying that. The Division's coming out at the same time, and Destiny is hitting its stride right now.
Destiny is hitting its stride, and I know during the beta, there was a lot of problems with that Anthem.
Yeah.
A lot of people had ran some issues.
Now, if they make a proper Plants vs. Zombies and not a Garden Warfare, they probably have a shot at having something very successful.
And it needs to come out on mobile.
Mobile, yeah, iPads, computer. It needs to come out on consoles. It needs to come out everywhere, but it needs to be a proper Plants vs. Zombies. And not
Need for Speed needs to be killed. That,
you just take it out behind the barn?
There hasn't been a good game for that in 15 years. Just
drag Need for Speed out behind that. What about the movie? What about Aaron Paul?
I like Aaron Paul. I haven't actually seen the movie.
Yeah, me
I would like to see the movie. I'm sure the movie's fun. I'm sure the movie didn't need to be called Need for Speed.
Look at all those fucking games. My goodness. Yeah, you say just drag Need for Speed out behind the barn and just put it out of its misery.
Yeah, get rid of it. It's the only way you're going to save that game at this point is to go nostalgic and re-release some sort or redo some sort of underground. Oh. Because the crap that you've been playing now, they've been putting out for the last 10 years is no good.
They could take three or four strong people to pull EA's head out of its own ass and make a Burnout game.
Yeah.
Since they fucking can do that. Where's Burnout Paradise 2, EA? Stop fucking up.
Yeah, Need for Speed needs to be dead as a...
I'm telling you, that Burnout Paradise Remastered is better than any Need for Speed that's been out in the last 10 years.
Oh, I have no doubt. Are you kidding? Before it was remastered, it was better than any Need for Speed that's been out in 10 years.
That game is incredible. Just make another one. Stop making Need for Speed. No one cares. You've destroyed that franchise.
You need to get away from the story. Burnout doesn't have a story.
Yeah, this drive fast, wreck hard.
Underground didn't have a story.
That's what I put on the case. Drive fast, wreck hard.
You know, it had those stupid, like, graphics people at the beginning saying something, and then you drove.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a story, but it wasn't a story. It doesn't need a story.
We're going to close out with two stories. One weird one and one that pisses me off hard. This is the weird one. I saved the worst for last. Activision has announced it's offering a refund to any customer who purchased Guitar Hero Live after December 2017 through January 1st, 2019.
But before you continue, didn't they... They never said why, did they?
They didn't say why, and you can also still go buy this game. I can't figure out what on earth is happening. To qualify for the refund, you must have purchased Guitar Hero Live between December 1st, 2017 and January 1st, 2019. Activision will need confirmation of the purchase, such as a receipt or a credit card statement as well. If you fit these qualifications, you can submit a foreign claim before May 1st, and you'll be refunded your money. Weird.
I don't know what the fuck is happening here.
Weird.
I don't know. I don't have anything to say to this because it's such a weird story.
I'm just super disappointed I didn't scoop that thing up on December 31st this year. There's a world in which you could have been jamming out since 2017 and now you get your money back.
I know. It's got something to do with the song library disappeared once Activision was sold, but the ins and outs of that aren't necessarily...
They killed the thing. They killed the song library. Weird. What a weird story. Anyways, get your money back if you bought that and somehow can purchase. Prove that you purchased it 2 years ago. Nearly 500 songs for free. 42 songs available on this. I don't know what all this is. The game apparently is screwed, but you can get your money back.
That's right.
Get your money back. Here's the piss me off story.
Yeah, this one isn't cool.
And really, Chris Quinn is the real son of a bitch here. No disrespect. What other guy's name? Chris, the guy in Hawaii that had a problem with the loot boxes. I might have a problem with Chris's.
Think so.
Or Quinn's. I don't like Colin Quinn either. Chris Quinn. Lawmakers from Pennsylvania have put forth a bill that proposes a 10% tax on violent video games. House Bill 109 seeks to import the so-called sin tax on games sold at retail that are rated ESRB rated M, or mature only or adults only. The money will go into a fund called the Digital Protection of School Safety Account that aims to enhance security measures at school in the wake of school shootings in Parkland, Florida, and Newtown, Connecticut. State Representative Chris Quinn initially put forth the bill in 2018, but it never made it out of the committee during a 2018 legislative session. The new version is similarly worded. So basically, Chris Quinn hates video games and still hates video games.
Yeah, and he wants to put a tax on anything that...
Just video games. Nothing else influences anyone other than video games.
It's not all video games either.
Just mature ones.
Just mature and adults only.
But nothing else has ever influenced anyone.
Mm-mm.
To where we would need to put the sin tax on it.
Right.
Just video games. Now movies? No TV shows?
For example, is there a syntax on guns? We'd have to look into that. But
I'm fairly confident there's not a syntax on porn, on
or
guns,
knives.
On knives,
or knives,
on movies, television shows. I don't believe there's a syntax on those. Also,
no.
Why did you call it a syntax? Can't even take you seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, if I go jerk off in a bathroom, do I have to pay a syntax? No. The data didn't cost more.
Right.
I'm done with Chris. Chris Quinn.
Chris Quinn. Vote him out.
Yeah. Vote him out. Clearly, Chris doesn't have anyone around him who loves him, or they would have told him.
One thing that old Chris Quinn did say, not to be confused with Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, who was a cool Quinn, unlike Chris Quinn.
That's true. I didn't like Colin Quinn, but Dr. Quinn I am down with. Jane Seymour. Big fan.
That's right.
Open heart club.
That's right. What he said was, when he was discussing the rise of school shootings in America, he said, one factor that may be contributing to the rise in intensity of school violence is the material kids see and act out in video games. Now, important note that he cited the National Center for Health Research's statement, and it had studies that demonstrate there is a link between violent video games and an increase in aggressive thought and behaviors. However, what's even more important about that statement is that old Chris Quinn, the fuckhead, conveniently leaves out in that same statement disclaimers that other factors are also responsible, like mental illness, access to weapons, and adverse environments, and should also be considered as risk factors. So he read this whole list of risk factors, picked one, and decided to tax it.
Look how miserable his family looks. And I don't mean that. I mean no disrespect to his family, but look how miserable they look.
Yeah, they don't look happy. Well, if you were married to fucking Chris Quinn or
little Ricky's never been allowed to play Fortnite.
I know.
Sitting on a big fat stack of V-Bucks he can't use because it's Papa Bear. Whoa.
Yep.
Is that a shirtless Chris Quinn?
No, that's someone different.
Chris Lee. Yeah, you're right. What a weird picture to take. The shirtless selfie.
Have you ever taken one?
No. What would I even do with it?
I don't know. No one wants to see you with your shirt off either.
I don't want to see me with my shirt off.
I get it.
That's a weird. It's always that same picture too. You got like jogging pants on.
Uh huh.
You got like some joggers on, and you're shirtless, and you're trying to flex, but not trying to show that you're flexing.
I don't do that. So
look at everybody. Look at these shirtless.
I don't either. Man. I mean, I before and after is different. I get that.
Yeah, I'm all down for like before and after like weight loss. What I'm not down with is like the shirtless. You want to bang this guy selfie? You want a piece of Chris, whatever that guy, Chris Lee?
Lee.
You want to get you some Chris Lee? Yeah, that right there. Like if Putin was doing a shirtless selfie, that's what it would look like. Not that this guy's Putin, but that just seems like the kind of picture he would take. That's New York. That's your people, man.
Yeah. I don't know if he's my people.
It's your people. You voted that guy in.
I did not vote that guy in.
Oh, man. That's going to do it for the news. That guy's a dickhead.
Who's that, Chris Lee or Chris Quinn?
No, he's Chris Quinn. Chris Lee's probably a dickhead, too.
Yeah, Chris Quinn doesn't have his shit together.
He doesn't have his shit together.
He thinks he does, but he's telling you lies and he's omitting facts.
Here's the thing. Should there be a fund set up for those things? Yes. There should be funds set up to keep anything bad from happening if we have the money for it. Should the money come from video games? Negative.
Unless they choose to donate in a charitable way.
Totally fine. If ESRB wants to donate $10 million a year that they collect from whoever, that's fine.
Yep.
You shouldn't take it because of a sin tax.
You shouldn't tax it because it's not even taxing all video games. It's just certain video games. They don't do that with R-rated movies or X-rated movies.
You know how complicated that is, too, for every store that sells video games to charge more tax on one thing?
Yeah.
What a douche. What a douchebagger.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Don't like that guy at all.
Suck it, Chris Quinn.
Suck it, Chris Quinn. Christopher Quinn, medicine woman.
No. Don't even. Do not put those two in the same sentence.
I love Dr. Quinn.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
That's so... Remember Jesse?
Jesse.
All right, that's going to do it for the news. Let's move on. Now, last week, we gave a proper shout-out to Zach.
Yes,
Zach Wimbush. Because he donated over at patreon.com/GameStitch. And we just gave him a little shout-out. Now, Zach has sent us a very nice email.
It was very nice.
The kind of heartwarming email that you're like, you know what? This is why we do it.
Not to mention, you could tell that he took some time to think about some of the things he wanted to say in this email.
Right.
He wasn't just shooting from the hip.
Now, he said that he has dubbed the last episode Zach 316.
Yes.
In this letter. Which would have been a great thing for me to do, only I wasn't that quick. But what we've decided to do is to name this episode the Zach Attack.
Yes.
In honor of Zach.
Yes.
And his loyal... look at that Zach Attack. Look how good.
Yes, Zach Attack.
Man, look how good Zach Morris looks.
Friends forever.
So we've decided to name this episode 317 Zach Attack in honor of Zach and the letter that he wrote us. We're not going to share the contents of the letter, but it was very nice, very personal, and
very heartfelt.
Yeah, and very cool. A lot of
proper
references.
Grammar.
Yeah, very well written. Yeah.
A lot of references
to the shows, and he also has a very beautiful family, and we're very happy to have Zach as a listener.
Yes, we are.
So, thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Zach.
Also, talked to our friend Thomas this week, and good to hear from him and everybody else. So,
he's doing some stuff.
Yeah, he's got some stuff going. So. Excited to hear from Thomas more and the Wades. Talked to them, I think, a couple of weeks ago. So yep.
They're busy raising a little boy.
Yep. We love all you guys, and it means a lot whenever you take the time to let us know that you appreciate what we do. Remember, you can support us at the $10 tier over at Patreon, and we'll talk about how good-looking you are, maybe.
Huh?
How well you write grammatically, maybe. I mean, we didn't do it because of that.
It certainly helps. Flattery never hurts.
Right. But when we're like, hey, this is a nice gentleman here, the thing that stood out was his grammar is impeccable.
It is. I mean,
it was very well crafted, and a very beautiful family, too. So
yes.
Thank you, Zach. Zach Attack is back. That's what I think of two things. I think of Saved by the Bell. I think of Mighty Ducks. But they say the Quack Attack is back.
The Quack Attack is back, right.
Yeah, so I think of the Zach Attack is back, and I also think of Zach Attack.
Yeah, but you can't mix those. You can't mix those two, because that's
I can mix those two.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't.
I love both of them.
I feel like there's an issue there.
Here's what I will say, though. Saved by the Bell holds up, Mighty Ducks doesn't.
Yes, you're right.
Change my
Gordon
mind.
Gordon Bombay doesn't have right. it in the future.
Change my mind. I like when people do those things.
Do those what?
Change my mind.
Change my mind things?
But they're always like over serious topics. I'd like to do it like Mighty Ducks doesn't hold up. Change my mind.
Yeah.
That seems like a fun thing to have people change their mind on.
It doesn't.
It doesn't hold up. Mm-mm. It's still memorable. There's still quotes from it, but it doesn't hold up.
No, it's very... Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Quack Attack. Look at that. So good.
Quack.
So
Quack.
Good. The goalie,
Quack.
Goldberg, what was his name?
Goldberg.
Goalie? He's having some issues.
Uh-huh.
As of late.
The old Flying V.
The cast just got together for lunch. Let's see that picture on the right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they did. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Yeah, I think that's it right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they all got together at a Mighty Ducks game, actually.
That's cool. You follow us on the social medias. I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. And Gerald is at Hoffman Show. Especially follow producer Gerald. Let him know you appreciate what he does. You can follow me, but there'd be no point. Together, we are at @game_stitch. So check us out over there. Remember, Dan streamed out a... Contact, what's that game called?
Outcast, Second Contact.
Outcast, Second Contact. Outcast makes me think of Miss Jackson.
I am for real.
That song was so good. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh. It's spelled different, though.
Yeah, I know. They're like Mortal Kombat.
Yes, right.
Oh, man. Do you see everybody wants to put Shaggy in Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, I know. How weird.
What a weird thing, right? There's like one scene of Shaggy kicking ninja's ass or something. Uh-huh.
Yeah, somebody like put together a fan trailer for it.
Yeah, we're talking about Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, not the lyrical genius Shaggy, for those confused. Look how good that looks. Look at that Shaggy right there.
I know.
Golly. The other realm has said that not only is this not in the works, it will never fucking happen.
It will never happen.
Yeah. Now, would you... Let me ask you a follow-up question.
Okay.
Would you be more excited about it happening if it was Shaggy the musical artist?
No. Okay. I would not.
Okay.
Because musical artist and Shaggy together is... I don't know if that's entirely true. I mean,
what if every time he leg sweeps, he's like, wasn't me? That make it better? Oh, man.
No,
Shaggy.
It'd be worse.
I do nothing but leg sweeps.
It'd be worse.
Oh, Shaggy. What's his, doesn't he have like a Mr. something? What's his?
His fatality would be Mr. Boombastic.
Yeah, Mr. Boombastic. That's what I was trying to think of. He boombastic, yeah. Was he just like slap your ears real hard and your head explodes? Like his music just slaps you real hard? Now you've got the ICP pool.
That's ICP. That's not what, no.
The inside. He wants Shaggy too dope to be the Shaggy we're talking about.
Nope. I mean, I get to, we are not Juggalos. I hope to think none of our listeners are Juggalos.
I don't want to speak badly of the Juggalos because they travel well.
They do travel well.
I don't want to speak poorly.
In packs.
Yeah. Yeah, they travel really well. Now, ICP also lyrical geniuses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. They rank right up there with Shaggy. That's
Spin
true.
The Bottle. The only ICP song I even know. I don't even know if it's called that. Is that a song? Spin the Bottle?
Sure.
This was I grew up in this era, but I didn't.
I know. Luckily, I was older in this era.
Fred Durst
right
there. Fred Durst.
Oh, yeah.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Because I got a half egg.
Did it all for the nookie. The nookie. You think that's what they'll put on when he dies? They'll put that on his tombstone?
I did it all for the nookie?
He did it all for the nookie.
Yeah, that or I lied about banging Britney Spears. Or maybe I didn't.
Or maybe not. Maybe everything I ever said was a lie. Or maybe not. Didn't he have a thing with Christina Aguilera, too?
Such a weird period of time for music, man.
Shaggy's still relevant, though. More relevant.
Scooby-Doo Shaggy? Yeah.
More relevant. Shaggy, the musical artist, or Fred Durst?
Oh, no. Definitely Shaggy.
Yeah. Do you see that Stain, the lead singer for Stain, had a meltdown on stage the other day?
Yeah, that's probably been a long time coming.
Yeah, he walked off. Yeah, he walked off the stage.
Yeah.
Now, Gerald put Stain and just pulled up like, it looked like furniture Stain.
Yeah.
You got to put Stained. Stained.
There's a D on the end of it.
Yeah, you're pulling up furniture Stain. Says Stain meltdown. What does that have, strawberries on it? What is that?
That is, it's like a hot sauce.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the guy right there. He looks more like the second row.
Yeah, it's Aaron something. Lewis. Yeah, Aaron Lewis.
Yeah, Aaron not going to play here anymore.
Nope.
So this has been episode
317. There's a lot going on this episode.
There's a lot going on. The Zach Attack is back.
Like, No.
Now you think he looks like
that's Jeremy Piven. Who, Shaggy?
No, I guess Aaron Lewis.
Does not look like, he looks nothing like Jeremy Piven.
Fun fact, they might both be assholes, though, if you believe everything you read.
It could be.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week. We'll try to keep it
on point.
We'll be back next week, though. The only promise I can make is this isn't the last you've heard from us. Just like that Yankee Candle Company isn't done with me. I'm not done with this show.
That's either a promise or a threat, depending on who you are.
However you want, Yankee Candle Company. However you want. I find it to only be proper to say their full name also.
Yes, Yankee Candle Company.
Yeah.
Inc.
Yeah. Inc. LLC. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.